Very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 3 of our 12 days reflections towards Easter. Today is Wednesday, 1st April 2020. My text for reflection is Luke 10, 25 to 37. It is the parable of the Good Samaritan, and the theme is Go and Do Likewise. Luke chapter 10 verse 25 to 37 highlights the importance of relationships and compassion towards others. According to Dr. Luke, ethics is not a matter of abstract reflection on certain situations. It is a reflection of character that combines listening to God with sensitive service to people. To illustrate this, Luke relates the story of the Good Samaritan, which resulted from a conversation between Jesus and a teacher of the law. A teacher of the law came to Jesus and asked what he needed to do in order to inherit eternal life. In response, Jesus told him that story, the story of the Good Samaritan, in order to suggest that serving others in need was a good way by which we receive the mercy of God. Let me relate the story again to you. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So to a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. Now, to understand this story, it is important for us to look at the characters. There was the traveler who was the victim. He was attacked and beaten by thieves. There was the priest. He passed by quickly. No doubt, he was thinking that he who touched a dead man because he believed that the man was dead, that he who touched a dead man was unclean for 7 days, as Numbers 19:11 suggests. So he set the claims of ceremonial practice above those of any charitable acts that might save a life. Then there was the Levite. He went nearer the man before he passed on. He probably thought in his heart that in trying to help, the thieves could come back on him too. The Levite was a man whose motto was safety first. He would take no risks to help anyone else. Then there was the Samaritan. This is the man who helped the victim of armed robbers. Now let's return to the question. The scribe had asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus' answer involves at least two things. The first is that anyone of any nation who is in need is our neighbor. And this means our help must be as wide as the love of God. Then secondly, the help must be practical and not consist merely in feeling sorry. No doubt the priest and the Levite felt pity for the wounded man, but they did nothing. For compassion to be real, it must be accompanied with deeds. The Good Samaritan was an outsider in the Jewish community and would normally not have been expected to help. But he spent his savings on this helpless man. He was the neighbor. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, it takes eyes and ears to be a neighbor as well as a compassionate heart. The one major difference between the priest and the Levite on the one hand and the Samaritan on the other is not what they see and hear, but what they do with what they see and hear. Only the Samaritan takes pity. Only he has a heart. Neighbors are people with a heart that does more than evaluate the misery of others. It sees, feels, and serves. Being a neighbor does not require meeting every need we become aware of, but becoming one piece of a large puzzle that helps meaningfully in a specific context. It means being available to talk to somebody who is anxious in the community, even over the phone, helping out in the food bank, or shopping for people who are more vulnerable and cannot go out at all, or collecting medication for people and dropping them off. But the story of the Good Samaritan is also one of redemption. The Good Samaritan came where he was, just like Jesus came to us when we were helpless sinners. Out of the ivory palaces, he came into a world of sin, right to where we were in all of our helplessness and need. The Samaritan dressed the poor man's wounds, pouring in oil and wine, oil to soothe and wine to cleanse. Then the Samaritan brought the poor man to an inn to be cared for until his return, all of which whispers to us the abiding love and compassion of the gracious Savior. What Jesus said to the scribe, he says to us this morning, "Go you and do the same. Do not neglect the needs of others. And remember, the compassion of Christ on fallen humanity during this time of Lent."
Hallelujah! Praise the one who set me free! Hallelujah! Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. And in the morning, let's see the promise. Your very body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, "The grave has no claim on me." Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your very body began to breathe. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah.
Dear Lord, we are now in the holy season of Lent. Help us to be one another's keeper and to recognize the compassion that only you can bring to our wounded souls. In this time of Lent, we begin to realize anew that these are the days of salvation. These are the acceptable days. We know that we are all sinners. We know that in many things we have offended you and offended your infinite majesty. We know that sin destroys your life in us. As a drought withers the leaves and chokes the life from the land, leaving an arid, dusty desert. Help us now, Lord, in our feeble attempts to make up for past sin. Bless our efforts with the rich blessings of your grace. Make us realize evermore our need of penance and of mortification. Help us to see in our ordinary difficulties and duties, in the trials and temptations of every day, the best opportunity of making up for past infidelities. Every day we are so often reminded in field and wood, in sky and stream, of your own boundless generosity to us. Help us to realize that you are never outdone in generosity, and that the least thing we do for you will be rewarded, full measure, pressed down, shaken together, and flowing over. Then we shall see in our own souls how the desert can blossom, and the dry and wasted land can bring forth the rich, useful fruit that was expected of it from the beginning. Hear us as we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken.
Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace.